It's getting a lot of attention because it is unusual, and so we give it some attention, especially since it is from Detroit's Metropolitan Airport, 623 on WSGW. Your morning team, you are with Charlie and Denise and Pat, and so pleased that you are along. This was something that was discovered from the TSA, the Transportation Safety Administration, upon routine x-ray of what's described here as an unaccompanied suitcase. And we've had these stories before about discoveries from the TSA. And, of course, because we have the Morning Team page, you can see pictures. Here is a picture of the luggage from the customs. It's tough to see there. So there's the x-ray. You see what this is right here. It's kind of weird looking there in the center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turned out to be, as I scroll down further, the skull of a dolphin.
Skull of a dolphin?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Go ahead and say it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, you go. What were you going to say?
I thought you were going to make some reference to Flipper.
Oh.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Well,
is this like some science?
That's the question.
Thing going on, or
investigation is going on. It says again, it was an unaccompanied suitcase, and so TSA is involved. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection are involved. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services are involved because the possession of wildlife items, especially of those animals that are protected, are prohibited. All dolphins and porpoises are protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and some species are listed under the Endangered Species Act. According to an official, we take wildlife smuggling seriously and work closely with our partners to protect wildlife and their habitats. So,
okay.
Yeah, and that's
an unaccompanied suitcase.
Yeah. So somebody left it.
And most suitcases are unaccompanied until that somebody picks them up.
Well, that's
my thought is, you know, they take them off the plane, put them on a trolley, they take them and put them on a. They're unaccompanied until somebody picks them up.
Yeah, maybe that's the description. Or maybe they mean that there's no identification.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's no tag on there or something like that.
No tag on it.
I don't know.
Right.
My question, of course, why?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you, is there some kind of black market for dolphin skulls that I'm not aware of?
Well, that's why I said, is this for like scientific purposes? Was this absent-minded professor.
You'd think if it was a scientific purpose that there'd probably be some,
some tags or something.
Yeah. Something, yeah, right.
A legal basis for actually transporting
have it,
this.
Have it shipped some way other than in an unaccompanied suitcase.
Yeah. It's a more official transportation. I don't know. Maybe we'll hear more, but this was discovered at Detroit's Metro Airport.
Wasn't there a list you read to us at the end of 2022 about the 10 most bizarre things?
According to the TSA, the 10 most bizarre things. So keep this in mind.
Let's keep this in mind for 2023.
Year.
Yeah. This should show up. In early 2024, it should be showing up in 2023.
Yes.
If not, I can't imagine, even though there's a lot of time left in 2023.
There is a lot, yeah.
Tough to find anything more unusual than a dolphin skull.